Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, the question remains, where are you going to put your money? You've got all kinds of choices, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, buckets, and how are you going to do it? Do you want to go ahead and tax it? Do you want to wait to pay tax later? Is Uncle Sam going to go ahead and take his sip of your coffee now? Or are you going to wait and wait and wait and keep filling that coffee cup and wait till Uncle Sam's got a big old cup of coffee to take a sip from? What are you going to do and how are you going to do it? Well, let's just go through some definitions here. You've got the traditional side and you've got the Roth side. And if you're a federal or postal employee in the TSB, you've got both options in the same cup, which means you can contribute to either or both. Yes, you could contribute just to the Roth. Yes, you could contribute just to traditional. What's the difference? Well, if I put into that blue side there, the traditional side, Uncle Sam has never touched my money, and he's waiting to touch it when I take it out. On the Roth side there, that red side, you may have seen my little picture with the coffee and the water. That means I've already paid tax, and I'm going to earn interest. Only the interest is what will never be taxed ever as long as I follow the rules, which is hands off for 5 years and hands off until I'm 59 and a half years old. So there you have it. Do I want to put into one or both? Well, a lot of people say, well, I already did. And now I'm at the point now where I can start deciding, do I want to open a Roth if I only had traditional? Which, don't feel bad if your traditional is more than your Roth. That's going to be 99.99999% of my people because the traditional's been around forever. The Roth only came about in, 2012 or something? I don't know, like much later. So you haven't had as much time to contribute to the Roth anyway. Now, y'all newbies, y'all freshmen, y'all young bucks, y'all knee-high to a grasshopper people that have only been working for a while, you may have a massive Roth if you've only ever been contributing into the Roth or you started much earlier, right? Your ratio may be significantly more balanced than maybe the people who have worked for much longer, and that's totally fine. People say, Reyna, what's your advice? Well, I am very pro Roth, for sure, as many people are. Why is that? Because I definitely want to go ahead and get tax out of the way and grow money that Uncle Sam cannot touch, right? And let's look back in history a little bit. It's only been a few years ago when there were proposals to tax people's unearned capital gains or unrecognized earnings to tax them straight away. Along with that came the proposal to either eradicate or decrease the benefits people have in a Roth IRA. And they used someone out of Silicon Valley to say, oh, look at this guy. He followed the rules of the Roth and made a bazillion dollars in this Roth. And now look at all this money that the government can't tax. Well, then I'm not sure what point they were trying to prove, but the rest of America said, yeah, we used the Roth and you gave it to us. And that's what the point is. So it kind of died there. So then fast forward, government says, well, if I can't beat them, join them. So we're going to force the Roth, right? Remember the TSB this year, 2026, says, if you're over a certain income threshold, like what is it, $145,000 a year, something like that, $135,000, $145,000, don't quote me, this is off memory, but if you go over that amount of income, then your catch-up contribution will go directly into Roth anyway. So they're saying, hey, we couldn't make people to pay big tax later. So we're going to go ahead and force them to pay some tax now. So one of my favorite other people to listen to, Ed Slott, he's a great IRA specialist as well. And he was saying, you know, that the government's kind of short-sighted. They want their money now. They're not incredibly patient on getting tax money. And that's indicated and shown here when they did this change of how they want these contributions into the Roth because they're forcing taxes. But then also the TSB, which is a nice little leg of the government, remember, because a lot of y'all are a captive audience. It's like Disney, right? Once you're in Disney, you're there, you're stuck there. You're going to eat what they give you and you're going to choose the options that are given to you. And you're going to, like I said, you're going to eat at one of the places there. You're going to use one of the vendors there. So the federal government, Disney, you're in the park. You're a captive audience, and they can do with you what they will and offer you what they will. But it sure sounds like a choice. There's this movie back in the day, Richard Dreyfuss was in it, Moon Over Parador. And there's this part where they're voting on the dictatorship, whether it should be red or blue. And the guy says, what are you going to vote for, red or blue? And the guy says, you vote for whatever you want to. It's a free dictatorship. The irony is palpable. It is huge. I mean, that's kind of what this is. You can choose if you want to put in traditional or Roth. But if you're over 145,000, we're going to make you go into the Roth, whether you like it or not. And oh, by the way, we're going to open up for those of you that are in the TSB anyway. We're going to open up for an internal Roth conversion. So they're incentivized to do this because they say, okay, well, it's still going to be in TSB. This is money still that we get to manage. Why would we want to send them elsewhere? Let's go ahead and let them do it within the TSB, which, you know, everything has yin and yang. The benefit to you as a TSB member or participant, rather, is that you can do an easy Roth conversion in a program you're already comfortable with and accustomed to while handling the tax, getting that money over into the Roth, and then still being able to navigate and manage your money still within the same website rather than learning a new program, getting connected with new people, hiring a guy or a gal at 1, 2, 3% of your balance to manage your stuff. You can still use the benefits of the TSB. So I am pro that as well. I really like ease of access, ease of membership, limited extra funds, right? Because you're like, let's be real here, right? Many people that are listening to me are getting up in age and they're not loving technology. We're not loving change. I don't love change. Nobody loves change. I don't want to do all these extra things, but I can do this extra thing within the portal I'm used to and make that same change and handle the taxes. So what does it look like if I do a Roth conversion? But let me finish that thought on this whole world of the federal government with TSB is that you get to use the benefits of what they're offering you. But of course, you've had access to a Roth ever since day one, back in the day, right? You could always do Roth conversions. You could always have a Roth IRA, depending on your income. But it always was there. TSB just says, if you can't beat them, let's join them. Let's add some of these cool little raw things into the federal government and give them the option to do it within our walls. Let's bring it into Disney. That's like Disney saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and put a Pizza Hut and a Subway and Wendy's in the park, right? You've been to Wendy's, but now you can get it in Disney. Same thing. TSB says, hey, you can go to pick an advisor's name, including Raina, and go get a Roth outside, but we're going to bring it in the park. We're going to bring it in the park. So what does it look like if I do a conversion? What happens? Well, you understand the idea of a rollover. If you've ever talked with me, you may see my little guy. I need to have a name. We should, in fact, if you have a pretty good name for my guy, give me a comment, if you will, and tell me what I should name my guy. I love this guy. I got him. I didn't make him up. I got him off one of the sites that I made this picture from. But we can't call him Kilroy because we already know that that's the, you know, the military where the guy was inspecting all the stuff. Kilroy was here. Dilbert, Beetle Bailey. We can't name him them. So give me some other names that would be really good for my what do I do with all this money guy. Maybe what do I do with all this money Walter? What do I do with all this money Mike? What do I do with all this money? I don't even know. Don't care. So no, Walter's out and Mike's out. Okay. Anything other than Walter or Mike, tell me a good name. But if I do a rollover, it leaves TSB, it exits, and it goes to an outside IRA. Let's do definitions. TSB, Thrift Savings Plan, IRA, Individual Retirement Account. But think of an IRA as if somebody says, like if you go to your neighbor and he says, yeah, I've got an IRA, and his pinky's out and he's sipping his tea all posh, right? Anybody that says I have an IRA, it's the same as if somebody says I have a car. Yeah. Okay. What's your follow-up question? Well, oh, I have it's a sedan. Thanks, man. What kind of sedan is it? Oh, it's a Malibu or whatever. Now you got down to the heart of the matter. You know what this guy drives. Comparatively with the money speak, if somebody says, I have an IRA, a follow-up question is what type of IRA? They may say stocks, bonds, mutual funds, fixed index annuity, variable annuity, CD, right? All these could be an IRA, meaning it's never been taxed. That's all it means. It's a bucket of money that Uncle Sam hasn't had his grubby little hands on yet. And so, okay, great. Well, what type of, say, mutual funds, or what type of fixed index annuity? Who manages the CD, right? Then they may say, oh, I have a fixed index annuity with SILAC or Allianz or F&G or whatever. Or I have a CD managed by Wells Fargo or Chase or Morgan Stanley or whatever. So you'll get these more definitive answers by digging into what type of car do you have? It's a sedan. Oh, what type of sedan? It's a Malibu. Well, that's the same kind of scenario that somebody would explain to you if they had a dang IRA. But a lot of people want to sound all lofty and they stick their pinkies out. I have an IRA managed by my broker who's a wealth management advisor. Yeah, well, there's a zillion of them. You know what I mean? So, and believe me, I'm not marginalizing anything, right? But I do have a tendency to boil stuff down to the most understandable and the most clear to then further categorize, right? Like if you say I saw a bird, you'd be like, yeah, no, you wouldn't say I saw a bird. You say I saw an eagle fly over. It was amazing. You wouldn't say I saw a bird. You know what I mean? You would say it was of the subspecies ovules or aves or whatever it is. Anyway, you get my point. I don't want to digress. So a conversion or a rollover is going to go to another source. That's if it's a rollover. It could be a Roth IRA. And that's the other part of what I'm getting at here. If I convert from TSB to a Roth IRA, still a car, but I paid tax on the way over. So here's the deal. When do I actually pay tax? You're going to pay tax when it actually goes to your bank, which is really your spouse's purse. Just kidding. But your bank, your purse, your spouse's purse, whoever, you can spend the money. And that's what happens when you do a conversion as well. You've got to pay the tax. The deal is, though, when you convert from the traditional side of TSB, even to the Roth side, if it stays within TSB, imagine a tiny little arch within the bucket of TSB on the left, converting from traditional TSB to the Roth side, you've got to pay the tax. But you know what they don't do when you do a conversion? They don't withhold the tax. So the trick with that is that, yes, you pay the tax, but they didn't take it out for you. So you're going to have to ante up come tax time next year. Or if you've been chatting with somebody like me or your tax advisor, they may say, okay, if we're going to do a Roth conversion this year, let's go ahead and increase your tax withholding elsewhere. That way, you don't have to ante up so much come tax time. So for example, you may, if you're taking Social Security, you may grab your W-4V for voluntary tax withholding and tell them, hey, go ahead and not take 12% this year, take 22%. They go ahead and take more of a tax withholding. Or you can contact OPM and say, hey, give me my W-4P. I'm going to increase my tax withholding by $100 a month or whatever to offset the Roth conversion I plan to do this year. Or you just stash some cash because you may owe in the following year because of a Roth conversion, depending on how much you convert. I hope that makes sense. If I talk too fast, you want to schedule an appointment with me. I don't always talk this fast, but I know some people jump onto these videos and they're not interested in waiting to get to the point. I get to the point and then I can tell you, we can get more into the weeds on an individual meeting with you and your specific stuff. Now, remember, if I do a traditional rollover from TSB to an outside IRA, that still has not been taxed. If it's still a traditional IRA, I had a pickup truck in TSB. I have a pickup truck over here, but I haven't paid tax on either one. So even when I take money from the IRA, that also will be taxed when it goes to my purse. So you just want to understand this concept of money never been taxed. Remember my picture of the coffee and water? If you haven't seen it, go back a few videos. I refer to that pretty often because I find it to be one of the best visuals of how to understand the difference between traditional and Roth, but that's for another day. But if it's traditional and you're moving money from traditional to traditional to traditional IRA, you don't pay tax on the rollover, but you do pay tax on an actual withdrawal, or as the IRS calls it, a disbursement. If it gets dispersed to you, then you will pay the tax. That's when you ante up and pay the piper. Rob Peter to pay Paul and all those other cliche sayings. But when you can actually touch and spend the money, that's when you pay the tax. Or when you do a conversion, they don't withhold the money for tax, but you do pay the tax when the time comes. So that's why I get a lot of phone calls. Hey, Raina, should I do a conversion? If so, when? Well, I'll tell you, and probably every tax advisor in America is going to agree with me, that my preference to decide if and when to do a Roth conversion is going to be last quarter, end of the year. Think Halloween, Thanksgiving time period. Halloween, Thanksgiving is when I get a nice little calendar reminder. Hey, Raina, it's end of the year. Go take inventory of all the money you made this year or how much money you withdrew from your TSP or 401k or 403b. How much tax did you cause yourself? What tax bracket are you in? So my retirees here, my postal and federal retirees, and those of you with 401ks and you're thinking, man, I'm separated, but you know, what do I do? Halloween, Thanksgiving time period, you're going to say, let's see how much money I made all together this year. And if you're on a fixed income, that's easy because you have a baseline. But what are the variables? Money that I took to my purse from the bucket of TSP or my 401 or 403b or whatever. Did life happen this year? Did I need to re-roof my house? Did I grab 20 grand? Because I'm not at my normal 70,000 a year if I took 20 grand also to re-roof the house. So now I'm at 90. What's my tax threshold? What tax rate did I put myself in? And also, if I'm close to Medicare, 63 and above and retired, you want to start really looking at your IRMA levels also, which is how much money am I going to pay for Medicare Part B, determined by how much money I made 2 years prior. So that's why 63 and above, if you're retired especially, you got to really watch those, thresholds to determine whether I do need to take more. Because I've met with people who did some big old honker Roth conversions and IRMA'd themselves into oblivion, meaning they doubled their cost for Medicare or worse for the entire year. Now, yes, it only lasts a year based on your income 2 years prior, but there's people that did it for a couple of years, especially prepping for the Trump tax cuts to go away 2025. And then they got, you know, continued, obviously. So, you know, there's a lot of things to think about. So obviously, disclaimer, Raina's not a tax professional. Go to your tax professional for all this kind of tax advice. But we can also read tax thresholds. We can read, right? So these are some common sense things to start thinking about. This will help your tax advisor. Your tax advisor will be so happy because you come in saying, looks like I made this much, this much, this much. Do you think we should take a conversion of this much? And they'll say, heck yeah. Or they'll say, did you consider this other thing? Or you have capital gains, or you have other income from this, or blah, blah. So these are some things to consider. All things considered, as is that previous show, which is really good. So to get the rest of this story, you want to reach out, give me a call, 850-450-6500, or text me. I'm a very fast text responder. And get scheduled with either me or my team. We can go over all of this stuff for you and more. We will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The term terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.